944, 16 till 10, joined by our friend Katie Moore. Haven't spoken to Katie in a while, WWL Louisiana reporter and anchor. How are you, Katie?
Hey, Tommy, how are you? I'm doing well.
How's the fam? Everybody good?
Fam's good, although, you know, of course we don't want another hurricane, so we're just kind of, you know, watching the forecast closely over the next couple of days and hoping.
Your buddy Peyton told me that it should be a Florida thing, and which, of course, we don't want to wish on anybody, and a lot of people here own property in that area, but he said maybe a Category 3 heading into the panhandle.
Yeah, it's a lot. So I hope he's right. He's right a lot. So
he is right a lot, and it seems odd to hear your voice and not be lying on a couch, but, you know, that's the way I watch the news. Let's talk about your story with the what is going on here. Give me the whole context of this, Katie, if you would, please.
Okay, so apparently there is a building that is planned for Huey P. Long Avenue in Gretna. It's a building that is going to be on parish land in Jefferson Parish, and apparently there are some concerns raised by the Jefferson Parish Office of Inspector General. The Inspector General issued a public letter last week raising questions about plans for the building, how it was being funded, and the lease of the building, because apparently this building is being built and is going to be leased to Port Orleans Brewing Company for a brewery and a taco restaurant. In addition, there's going to be a kiosk that has parish information and city information in Gretna, a little coffee shop. So there is what they would consider a public use portion of this building, but largely this building is being built to house a brewery and a taco restaurant. And so I think there are some questions about, number one, whether or not that is an appropriate use of public and taxpayer funds, and number two, the process in how this has been built. There are two companies that were created. One is a public benefit corporation, and one of them is an economic development corporation. This gets a little complicated, but
I'm gonna slow you down a little bit because we don't have charts and graphs and all of that stuff. But so let's go back to the beginning. So this entity decides that they want to build this restaurant. Is that it?
These two corporations that were created back in the year 2000, they were created to build that parking garage that's next to the Jefferson Parish government complex.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That parking garage right there.
Right.
Yeah, anytime you have to go to court or you have any kind of business in Jefferson Parish government on the West Bank, you park in this parking garage. These two companies were created to build and manage that parking garage. And now, you know, fast forward to now, those two companies are being used to do other things.
Okay.
One of the concerns the IG has is that by using those companies, they may not have to follow public bid laws and such. So they feel like this is kind of a way to dole out taxpayer money without having to follow the public process that's tied to those dollars.
Who decided to use that company that built the parking lot instead of going through the normal process when they decided to build this port brewery, taco restaurant, public kiosk, whatever is going to be in there?
Yeah. So the Jefferson Parish Council has signed off on this. They've voted on it a number of times. That's one of the points that the supporters of this project will say when you talk to them about it and ask them questions about it. They say the Jefferson Parish Council has held 5 votes on moving this project forward, including one at a special council meeting that they called last fall, in order to sign off on the lease agreement for this building that hasn't been built yet. So they held a special council meeting. It got pretty heated and fiery between council members, but it's basically been a Jefferson Parish Council decision on using this money, sending it to these two companies to build this taco restaurant and brewery in downtown Gretna.
And I think one of
the IG's biggest concerns is that the revenue doesn't ever flow back to Jefferson Parish. At least that's her concern. The way that this is established now, she's concerned that the money, even tax dollars, end up going to the city of Gretna, not Jefferson Parish. But Jefferson Parish is sending the lion's share of money to build the building and maintain it.
Say that part again just now.
So the tax dollars that will come from the brewery sales and the restaurant sales, it's in the city of Gretna. Mm-hmm. So the city of Gretna gets the tax revenue from this building, from whatever is in the building after Jefferson Parish builds it. Mm-hmm. So you have no tax dollars going back to the parish. You have tax dollars going to the city of Gretna and to the state, but not to the parish. And the parish is where the money's coming from to build it on parish land.
Let me say this. I'm no Katie Moore, okay? But it seems to me that, no, I mean, not with all due respect, seriously, but at some point it would seem as though throughout these five council meetings, either the inspector general would have brought this up, or maybe the council would have noticed it, or somebody actually, did somebody actually finally read the entire agreement? Katie, tell me what happened here. How did this?
Yeah, it's been piecemeal. So it's been kind of approved piece by piece as it's worked its way through the process. And these corporations that have been created to handle projects like this are not unique to this situation. They are in, you know, New Orleans as well. New Orleans has several of them as well. They're kind of used so that they can do things more efficiently than government can without, you know, the red tape. So that's what they're created for, in order to spur a lot of times economic development. And so I think as this has moved through the process, you know, I think a lot of the people involved were thinking, you know, this may be just a way to spur economic development in Gretna, which is obviously a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as it's been going through, the questions started getting raised as they got into the details. Devil always in the details. Yeah. And I think that's where we are in the process. And that's why the IG is raising sounding the alarm about this. Now, this wasn't a report. This was just a public letter that the IG issued. She's planning on doing a full audit and report, but she hasn't done that yet. So this public letter doesn't even take into account the opinions of everybody who's involved in this process. It's purely based on her research.
So what happens from here, Katie?
I think she's going to start really digging into how this project came about, continuing to ask questions about whether or not this is the best use of taxpayer dollars. I think one of the other things that, you know, she said to me when we were talking about this was that she's concerned that she doesn't want another Jefferson Performing Arts Center situation where that project lingered forever. They feel like in some cases it didn't meet the needs of the taxpayers. The market didn't bear out what they were hoping the Performing Arts Center would do, and it ended up ballooning in cost. I think that's her main concern here. In raising these questions. So she's planning to do a full audit and a full report, which takes into account, you know, all the opinions of everybody who's been involved in the process. So I think there are a lot of questions to be asked, and I think, you know, that's her goal.
So who is at odds with the IG at this point?
You know, I don't know if anybody's necessarily at odds with her. I think, you know, supporters of the project feel like it's perfectly legit. It's on the up and up. They're excited to have this brewery, which, you know, everybody's a big fan of Port Orleans. I think, you know, that it's been a great asset to New Orleans. So I think, you know, the supporters of this project are the ones who are like, hey, we really want to get this moving forward. But the IG's just kind of saying, wait a second, we need to ask some more questions here.
Are you a beer gal, Katie, or not? I'm just curious.
I mean, I like a micro brew now and again. Uh-huh. You know, I'm a big fan of Gnarly Barley up in Hammond. They're great. Of course, I love some Abita. Port Orleans is great, you know. Like, we have some great ones here. Yeah. So I think all of us like beer.
Beer or Mommy's Calm Down Juice, wine?
I mean, I'm a wine drinker normally, but I'll take a good micro brew now and again.
I'd just like to end it on a lighter note. I respect you and your work, Katie. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, Tommy.
Okay, see ya. 9:54, we'll take a break, find out what Noel's got coming up next on WWL.